A quartet of independent candidates on the ballot this November in Oregon and Washington State will test voter appetites for a centrist third way. There are experienced contenders running for state senate, Oregon governor, or Washington secretary of state. Unaffiliated candidates are popping up around the nation too, with a common theme of being fed up with a divisive two-party system. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Land use attorney Rich Viles says he's found a compelling way to introduce himself to voters in a redrawn state senate district on the outskirts of suburban Portland. Viles previously served one term in the Oregon House as a Republican. He says he's more comfortable positioning himself now as nonpartisan.
I have to tell you, Tom, the reaction I get almost every time is, wow, nonpartisan. We need somebody who's not going to be out on the edges of one of the two parties.
Also in Oregon, candidate for Governor Betsy Johnson occupies the center lane in a three-way race. She served many years in the state legislature as a Democrat, but says by being unaffiliated now, she can take the best ideas from both parties.
I'm not running as a Republican or a Democrat. I'm running as an Oregonian. Loyal only to the people of Oregon, not to a partisan ideology or a partisan agenda.
In the eastern suburbs of the Seattle-Tacoma metro area, former Washington State Republican Party chair Chris Vance is running for state senate this fall as an independent. Then there's nonpartisan Julie Anderson going head-to-head with Democrat Steve Hobbs for Washington Secretary of State. Anderson, Vance, Johnson, and Vial are part of a small but growing national trend of unaffiliated candidates running competitively for state or federal office. But breaking through America's entrenched two-party system is undeniably hard. When Chris Vance went doorbelling on a Friday afternoon in suburban Auburn, Washington, most people who came to the door just accepted a flyer and said thanks. A few were open to having a conversation.
Okay. See, I'm an independent, not a Republican, not a Democrat.
Okay. One woman who came to the door pressed Vance. Which way do you lean, really?
I think I consider myself still to be a moderate conservative, but I'm not a Republican anymore for a lot of reasons. I'm not a Democrat either. I think both parties have gone way too far on each side.
The dog owners at this door, as well as another woman down the block earlier, kept trying to fit the state Senate candidate into a framework they knew. Are you with Biden? Or at this house, do you support Trump?
No. That's why I left the party.
Vance is running against conservative state Senator Phil Fortunato. No Democrat entered this race. During a joint interview with the Enumclaw Courier-Herald, Fortunato sounded dubious about an independent lawmaker's ability to stay independent or be effective within the legislative system.
If you vote to give the Democrats control, you've basically given away the store.
No, I don't.
There's a long history of independent runs for higher office, but it's very rare for that approach to succeed. No independent has won election to the Washington legislature since the first year of statehood. In Oregon, independent Julius Meyer won election to one term as governor in 1930. University of Oregon political scientist Neil O'Brien says there's a perception people are really fed up with the two-party system, but by election day, most voters revert to form.
It's polarized. I think people are unhappy, but the Democratic and Republican Party labels are incredibly powerful. And so that buys you votes, it gets you donations. Then to really run as an independent candidate, you sort of have to have something else really going for you to kind of overcome people's predispositions towards the two big brands out there.
Routinely, the unaffiliated candidate gets accused of playing spoiler. Oregon State Senate hopeful Rich Viles says he's heard that on the trail this cycle.
The parties are angry with those of us that are running as nonpartisans because often in both cases, they're sure we're going to take enough votes out of their party that it's going to give the other party the win.
Some activists are currently organizing a new national party, the Forward Party, that purports to be neither left nor right. Meetups to create local chapters of the Forward Party have happened in Oregon and Washington recently. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.